Yeah, I mean, there's so little free time and so much work time. They did a really good job when we got in, not letting us fall asleep during the day to try to get us acclimated right away with meetings and workouts and stuff going on all day yesterday. But yeah, I mean, we're like you said, we're here to week, you know, we're here to work. It's a huge game for us. It's a huge game for the Rams, being a division game. So there's not a whole lot of time to get out and about.
Is your body adjusted to the time change?
Man, fast. I slept almost the whole flight, and then I don't know if I even moved last night. I woke up, jumped up when the alarm went off, and I feel, you know, as I feel like I've acclimated to this as quickly as I could. Well, it's definitely different. I mean, Adrian's one of one. I mean, there's nobody in the league like him right now that runs the ball the way he does. Or has with all the success he's had over all the years he's been playing. And I think Dave is kind of a similar type. You know, Dave is one of one also for his size and speed and ability to run routes and catch the ball. There really isn't another guy that has those same traits. So it's definitely different. I mean, anytime you add somebody that's that special or that unique, it changes things. Oh, no doubt. I mean, turning around and handing it to somebody is so different than dropping and reading and getting through progression. So it's nice. It's really nice luxury to have that ability. You know, on third and three, you can give it to him and get it. So it takes a lot of pressure and a lot off a quarterback's plate when, you know, it seems like every time you turn around and hand it to him, he could break a big one. It is unusual for in my past, you just haven't seen that. You know, it says a lot about the organization. I mean, they're willing to do what it takes to win, and that's, you know, I've said that a number of times. That's all you can ask for as a player. If it is, you know, signing a guy that's got a high salary or a guy that's, you know, has been banged up but you think can help, and all of a sudden you sign that guy and he comes in and, you know, you think about John Abraham and, you know, some of the older players we picked up that have come in and had a lot of success. Dwight Freeney did it. You know, a lot of that goes into, you know, the organization studying their habits, studying what kind of guys they are off the field. Are they distractions if they do get brought in the locker room? You know, a lot of that is the research that our organization goes through to make sure they're bringing the right guys in the locker room.